Blog Talk Radio.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to be medicated. Tonight? Absolutely. Do I need to be medicated? Okay. So I'm here tonight, randomized number 3. You know why? Because I'm going to expose the other 98% Facebook group. They have 7 million followers in their info. What does it say? Secure.actblue.com. ActBlue. Now, if you don't know who these cocksuckers are, it's a Democratic fundraising organization that are heavily involved with BLM and Antifa. Yes, actblue.com. Now, I'm not going to be a hypocrite like they are and say that the red, the conservatives, don't have similar organizations. But I'm going to expose these bastards for who they are tonight by just going right down their Facebook posts and maybe just counteracting what they're saying, okay? Some of the things that they're saying makes sense, but 99.9% makes no sense because they're hypocrites. They are they're deep blue, and I believe that this is run by some sort of government organization that backs Democrats. Which, whatever, have at it. What bothers me is when I read the comments under some of these, where these people are just brainwashed sheep. It's obvious they cannot think for themselves. They're just like, yeah, whatever you said. They could never think of an original thought on their own. So what started this tonight was there was an NBC report that Mike Lindell came out, or MyPillow, whatever you want to call it, and said that they're broke. And I read some of the comments under there, including some of the people comments that were posted under there were by people that are friends of mine, quote-unquote friends of mine on Facebook. I just want those folks to know that you are no friend of mine any longer. When you cheer on somebody going broke or, you know, having something bad happen to them, you're not a good person. And whether you agree with Mike Lindell or you disagree with Mike Lindell, to cheer on his demise is absolutely a horrible thing to do as a human being. Like, as much as I dislike Joe Biden and his family, I don't cheer on his demise. I cheer on justice. If he did wrongdoing, which I think we did, I think we have established that, I think it's important that he is brought to justice. And that is what I will cheer on. I really honestly, if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of things, excuse me, it makes me feel bad in some sense, and I don't know if I can describe this where it would make sense, but it makes me feel bad that a person you know, like Joe Biden's stature, I'm starting to sound like what's his name from Pennsylvania, for Christ's sake. Well, it is midnight, and I have had a few beers, and that's why I call it randomized, because I'm going to do what I do. Just things of the nature, I guess. But, yeah, I feel bad because Joe Biden had the world by the balls. Like, literally had the world by the balls. And he got greedy. just like all these other politicians, Pelosi, McConnell, Clinton's. I mean, it goes right on down the line. This isn't a one party or the other party. This is the uniparty. This is Republicans and Democrats alike. You don't go into office with $100,000 net worth and walk out with, you know, $91 million or $102 million or whatever that number may be. But this Facebook group called the other 98% and their followers, 7 million, 7 million, literally 7 million hypocrites in this country. And that's a small number. They're sheep. They're literally sheep. So what I'm going to do tonight, I might actually go all 3 hours tonight exposing these bastards, because I think it needs to happen. Not to mention, I'm not just going to like expose the other 98%. I'm going to expose personal names of comments made under some of these posts, because I want people to know that there are no consequences to your actions, regardless of what side you stand at. And if you want to come after me, come after me, bro. Seriously. I've had people come after me, and it doesn't faze me one bit anymore. Fuck off. I don't care. I'm just going to come after you, and I'm going to expose you the way people tried to expose me. Like, they tried to accuse me of being a thief. They tried to accuse me of being in the things that I've been involved with for money. And you know what? Tonight I get my revenge. Even though the good Lord says, don't seek revenge, the revenge is mine. Tonight, I don't necessarily seek revenge, but I'm just going to tell the truth about who all of you are. Those of you that follow the 98%, or the other 98%. Maybe that'll make you wake up. Maybe that'll make you understand that be careful who you follow, because your name can be picked out of the crowd at any given time, and you can live a miserable motherfucking life when somebody tries to attack you. And I'm not trying to attack you by any means. I'm just going to expose who you are and what your thoughts are. That's it. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to some of the posts from, quote-unquote, the other 98%. They are obviously a leftist group. ACT Blue is a leftist organization that takes donations for the Democratic Party. And if you go to Black Lives Matter and push on donate, it'll excuse me, it'll bring you to a page or it'll redirect you to ACT Blue. ACT Blue, again, is they take donations for the Democratic Party. Well, if you dig down a little bit further than ACT Blue, there was an organization called Thousand Currents. Thousand Currents, the vice chair of Thousand Currents, was a lady by the name of Susan Rosenberg. Susan Rosenberg was actually convicted of bombing the United States Capitol in the early 80s, I think 1983 to be exact. And she was part of a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization called MS-13 or MSN or MS-19, or I can't remember the exact name. Anyway, they actually were accused of killing armed guards. If you knew history, if you just knew history, I can't think of the name right now. What the fuck is the name of that? It doesn't matter. Anyway, they were accused of killing security guards and police officers and bombing the United States Capitol. Actually, she was found guilty of that, but she was sentenced to, I don't remember, you know, the exact number, 50 years in prison, whatever it was. She was pardoned by Bill Clinton on his last day of presidency. And again, her name is Susan Rosenberg. She went on to be the vice chair of Thousand Currents, which has very close ties to Act Blue, who handled the donations for Black Lives Matter. But the other 98% on Facebook, they'll never tell you any of this. And they're going to make fun of me because I spit and stuttered here a few minutes ago because I couldn't remember this bit of information or that bit of information. They're going to, you know, call me every name in a book because that's what they do. They deflect. Because, oh, he didn't say it perfectly like I expected him to. Well, you know what? The other 98%, I believe that this is a government-run Facebook page. And the other 98% can kiss my ass and they can fuck off. I have no qualms about telling the government to fuck off. And they know that, and I know that. I'm not scared of them. I never will be scared of them. And fuck off. There you go. So let's just go through some of these posts on the other 98% Facebook group. And then I'm going to go to the comments and I'm going to read people's names and what they commented so I can expose people for who they really are. And you could share this out to all your friends and let people know that we don't live in a perfect world. We live in a corrupt world where people praise the very people. It's like the Stockholm Syndrome, where, oh, they're hurting me, but it's the other side's fault. That's how it goes. And I don't care. I don't care. I have no give a shit left for people that are so fucking hypocritical and don't want to see the truth. They keep their eyes closed because they're okay. I'm done. So here's a post from 6 hours ago. Picture of Joe Biden. I'm sick and tired of Republicans in the House saying they want to cut the deficit when all they really want to do is cut taxes for the very wealthy and big corporations. Meanwhile, this cocksucker is taking bribe money from Ukraine, China, all over the country. And there's irrefutable evidence of that. So let's just go to the comment section, shall we? Let's just read the first, I don't know, few. Sue Kiblofsky, she commented, amen. Right next to that, or right down from that, AJ Jackson, right. Right down from that, Jim O'Brien, you all know Joe didn't say this. This is actually put together, and it makes sense. Listen to his speeches. It isn't this. Facts. So you have somebody with a reasonable mind. Then you go down to William Blackwell. Exactly. Susan Carter. Oh, so true. Gene Hodgkins Campmeyer. Exactly. Jerry Pizza. Thank you, President Biden. Fucking bootlicker. Cheryl Marie Langdon. Me too, Joe. Me too. Alan Herskowitz, I think. Thank you, Bernie. I mean, if you go through these comments on these posts, I cringed. Like, what a bunch of brainwashed, bootlicking sheep. So let's just keep on going down, shall we? Okay, here's one. 9 hours ago. You know, in high school, if you didn't believe in science or history, it was called failing. Quoted by Michelle Wolf. Well, let's go to the comments under that one, shall we? Barbara Jo Heath. It was, and I did not do that well. But I did well at a job. I never even thought of doing. I excelled, so go figure. Whatever. Alyssa A.J. Dowd. I took earth science in high school and loved it. We took trips to creeks and rivers and found all kinds of interesting critters and discussed what we found and why they were important to ecology. Aww. So nice. David Amaral. Passing the test was very helpful in those days. Do you still need to do that today? I don't know, David. Tell us. If you read these oh my God, it drives me fucking nuts. These people are so brainwashed and just they latch on to whatever this page, the other 98%, which again, I believe is run by our government. Yeah. So here's the one I wanted to get to. This is posted 10 hours ago. This one really cracks me up, and I'm going to have a heyday with this one. So it's a cartoon of a daughter and a mom. And the daughter says, "Mom, what is a contradiction?" And the mom says, "Believing that a 12-year-old is mature enough to give birth but needs parental approval to check out a library book." Wow. That's ironic, right? Because they just said believing that a 12-year-old is mature enough to give birth but needs parental approval to check out a library book. Well, would that still fall under the category of a 12-year-old is mature enough to decide what their gender is? The other 98%, would you care to respond to that? Because I would love that. The hypocrisy is so fucking crazy. So let's go to the comments. Suzanne McCarty White, 100, she says. Yeah, brainwash sheet. Galandria Mojica, that entire part, clap, 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 brainwash sheet. Kim Scott Florian, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. Meh, yeah. Ba, 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 black sheep. Terry Messer, amen. Another sheep. Kevin Jones, true. Adriana Fonseca Vargas, exactly. Sheep. Cheryl Lanigan, truth. Boy, you guys got a lot of truth going on that page without thinking for yourselves now, don't you? Believing that a 12-year-old is mature enough to give birth but needs parental approval to check out a library book. Yep, just like a 12-year-old is mature enough to believe that they know what their sex is without parental approval. Boy, kind of got you there, didn't I? The other 98%, it's not easy to figure you guys out. I mean, it's pretty close. So let's just go down the line here. We'll find a post that they do that's so easily. never mind. I sounded like Joe Biden. Here's one. Okay, 10 hours ago. There's not a CEO on this earth that 400 times more valuable than their employees. That one I happen to agree with somewhat. Now, I do believe that people are underpaid. The trucking industry, for God's sake, hasn't had a raise since the 1980. We've had more rules and regulations brought onto us for the last four decades with no raise. We were just expected to take it and just live with it. Well, it doesn't quite work that way in real life. If you want to have a decent life, you have to find ways around the rules and regulations, which is unfortunate. We shouldn't have to find rules or ways around the rules and regulations. So that was one of those posts, one of them, that I was actually like, okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from there. Which also tells me that we're not so far apart in some sense. I tell you to scroll down a little bit more on the other 98%. And then they get more radical, and they have the balls enough to call us radicals, the people that believe in the Constitution and freedom. That one I just don't get yet, and probably never will. So I will I'll scroll down here until I find one of these lunatic posts that they make. All of a sudden, 20,000 people are like, oh, I like that. That's because you're fucking all crazy, and you can't think for yourselves. So, well, let's just read this one. This is 13 hours ago. Call me crazy, but I want a society where everyone from the artist to the janitor is paid a living wage, where creative hobbies and careers aren't being stolen by machines, where poetry and music and literature are celebrated and respected. Okay, if we're going to be honest here, let me just say that I agree with that also. So I am going to expose the other 98% of being hypocrites, but I'm also going to agree with them when I agree with them. You know, if that makes any sense at all to any of you. I think it's important to be honest when you do come across something that, especially a group or a page that you really disagree with 90% of the time, but when they, you know, they pull something that makes sense, that you have to give them credit where credit is due. So the other 98% or the U.S. government, whatever you want to call it is, I think that was a good post. We need to reform everything, honestly, from the ground up. And I don't know how we can do that. I don't have the answers for that. But that's okay. So let's just, there was one that I just seen. They're big on this fucking Taylor Swift thing, too, by the way. You know, here's one of the guy with a Make America Great Again hat on. You'll never see me getting triggered by things like some liberal snowflake. And it has a picture of Taylor Swift with the word hi behind or beside it. And then below that, it's got three babies with Make America Great Again hat on crying. Just to address that, I addressed it on my radio show the other night, and now I'm doing a new one, so I'll address it again. We don't give a fuck about Taylor Swift. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives two shits about Taylor Swift. I really don't care. What bothers us is that when you guys get on to when I say you guys, you liberals, when you get onto a story, you just don't fucking give it up. Like, it's got to be in your face. Like, oh, it's transgender season. Okay, so you all have to believe in transgenderism. Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating now. So now you all have to just pay attention to Taylor Swift. It's got to be on every fucking news feed. It's got to be on every channel that you watch, every Facebook group. Oh, Taylor Swift was in Kansas City. Taylor Swift was with Travis Kelce. Who cares? Why do you liberals care so much where she's at? Who gives a fuck? You know, us people on let's just, I don't know how to say that. If people on my side, our side, the freedom loving side, we just don't want to be forced to believe in anything. We don't want to be forced into watching something. We don't need to hear what Taylor Swift is doing. I don't care what she's doing. I tuned into the Kansas City Chiefs game. I don't give a fuck if Taylor Swift is there. All I care about is that Travis Kelce scores me 30 fantasy points for my FanDuel account. That's all I give a fuck about. Because I damn well guarantee you that Taylor Swift ain't going to be. I don't care. I don't care what she does. Good for her. Have a concert. right in the middle of the fucking field at halftime. I won't watch it. Just quit shoving that shit down my fucking throat, just like all of your other bullshit. Oh, we got to ban cops. We don't want cops because they're bad. Oh, my God, I got robbed. We need cops. Yeah, that's what you guys do. You liberals are fucking hypocrites, and you don't even realize it because your mainstream media that you follow, and by the way, I don't watch mainstream media, but the mainstream media that you guys follow tell you how to feel, and you just eat it up, hook, line, and sinker. That's what you guys do. Sad, really. Well, let's just read a couple comments out of there. Let's not read a couple comments out of there because it's just fucking irritating. Fucking retards. Yeah, whatever. Oh, my God, he said retard. Fuck off. You know, fuck right off. I don't care. Let's just scroll down here. Oh, here's another share for Joe Biden. The more people vote, the more engaged the whole nation becomes, and the stronger democracy will be. First of all, that wasn't written by Joe Biden because Joe Biden doesn't know how to even fucking put a sentence together, number one. That was his handlers. Just like I found out, you know, here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you guys. I found out tonight that Dan Bongino is, or Scavino, Dan Scavino, is Donald Trump's Facebook or social media handler. And I did not know that. I'm like, okay, cool. So now I know. But nobody will admit who Joe Biden's social media handler is because I guarantee it ain't Joe Biden. That guy can't even walk on dry pavement without tripping. Jesus, I'm kind of scared when the snow flies and there's ice out. That guy is going to be sliding around like Gumby, honestly. So this is a post that says the more people vote, the more engaged the whole nation becomes, and the stronger democracy will be. Okay, so before we get to the comments, number one, we're not a democracy. We're a republic, a constitutional republic. That's important to know. Okay, so let's just go, well, there's only two that show up, and they're called the most relevant. I'm not going to go to all of them because it doesn't matter. Patricia Lomac, Duplessis, protect the republic. Not at least she gets it to the republic. And Elizabeth Betty Root agreed. Okay, well, I don't know. Here's the one that really got me tonight, which has caused me to do an episode of Randomize number 3. This is the one that got me. Yeah, this is going to be a fun one. 14 hours ago, the other 98% hypocrites that they are posted with the laughing emojis all over. Quote unquote, MyPillow CEO tells NBC News he's broke. We've lost everything, every dime, all of it is gone. 65,000 likes, 24,000 comments, and 5,200 shares. Let's just start going down the comments section here, shall we? Lydia de los Rios, yay! She says, Ted Biasli, the universe is healing. Allison Marriott, consequences, wonderful. Linda Walker Haley, consequences. Vanessa Adams Cannon, sweet. Candace McCollum Gordon, I love this for him, so very well deserved. Kenny Thomas, pop the champagne. Brian McCormick, karma is a wonderful thing. Russell Allen Panchik Sr., oh, happy day. Bonnie Spiegel, karma in action. Linda Campanelli, excellent news. Patty Titus, karma. Janie Sweet, so happy to hear this. Kathy Garrito Green, love it. Kathy Kinnear Hill, Hope so. Marianne Brown Beatty, Karma. Norbert C. Rest, Jr., Karma. Beth Mann, Karma, Gonna Get You. Robin Alonso Koshet, Karma. Okay, so let's just stop there for a second, shall we? Let me ask every one of you dirty cocksuckers, what has Mike Lindell ever done to you besides hurt your feelings? And I hope some of you listen to this or hear this. What has Mike Lindell or MyPillow done to you besides hurt your feelings? Or did your media that you listen to convince you that Mike Lindell was the devil? Mike Lindell stood up for what he believed in, what he believes in. And as a matter of fact, I've watched a lot of Mike Lindell stuff, and he's got a lot of evidence. The problem we face is we have a corrupt system of federal judges and state judges, and it goes on and on and on. My question goes right back to all these people that left these nasty comments about a man losing everything that he worked for. What did he do to you would make you say the things you do about this guy? I've never met Mike Lindell. Even if I hated Mike Lindell, which I don't, I applaud his courage. I applaud his bravery. What bothers me is to watch all of you cheer on the demise of a person, regardless of if you believe in him or not, or you disagree with him or not. It doesn't matter. You people are really sick in the head. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, I used to be one of you people. 3 years ago, I used to be one of you. I would have been one of you that would have cheered his demise on all the time. So I forgive you for what you say, because I used to be one of you. But that should also make you wake up to the fact that you're actually cheering on the demise of a human being, regardless of you have different beliefs. That's okay. You can do that. But you don't seem to give a shit that now a man is hurting because he stood up for his beliefs. He was attacked by these radical leftist cancel culture mob. Like I was when I was planning the People's Convoy. I had death threats every single day, every day. Videos sent to me of people getting shot in the head in the desert and said, keep it up and you're going to be next. That was from your side. You need to make a decision today. Whose side do you want to stand on? The side of your beliefs and the people that tell you what to believe, or the people that have been through this shit and have seen what your side is capable of? Antifa, you far left people are mentally ill and you need help. And I'll be completely honest with you about that, because I've lived it. And what you're saying about Mike Lindell losing everything, you're absolutely horrible people. I'm not going to condemn you, because that's not my job. That's God's job. I will tell you, though, that you need to reach out to God, just like I do. Because when I tell you that, I am telling you that because I'm an imperfect human being, and I know that I need forgiveness. I need mercy on my soul. And I don't know if I'm going to get it, because I've done a lot of bad things in my life. I'm here to warn all of you that what you're doing when you're cheering on the devil, when he's trying to destroy somebody, when he's got beliefs and he's trying to help people, what you're doing is wrong. Not just morally, intellectually, physically, emotionally, or mentally. It's just plain wrong. We all make mistakes. And I'm not saying Mike Lindell made a mistake. He believes in what he believes. And I believe in Mike. I think Mike Lindell is a good, great guy. What disappoints me is your people's response. Why post anything? Why post any response? Are you looking for your 15 minutes of fame because you had the most famous comment? Like, seriously. how does your comment help humanity? It don't. Because you people are sick. And the sooner you realize that, the better off all of us will be. So will this country. Mainstream media is owned by, I think, 8 people worldwide. And, yeah, that's including Fox. Before you accuse me of watching Fox News, I don't watch Fox News. I think Fox News is a joke. Mainstream media, in case you don't know, mainstream media and the federal government and its agencies all work hand in hand. They put out the narrative. They tell big tech, social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they tell them what's allowed and what's not allowed. Why do I know that? Because I've been banned off social media platforms, every single one of them. I know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I've lived it. I have lived it. So before you go on some crusade, some social justice crusade, and get on social media and make your little snide comment about how happy you are of somebody, you know, failing, just remember, that failure might come to your fucking front door one day and come and knock it. What are you going to do? Nothing. You know why? Because you've never stood up for a fucking thing, and you never will. That's a 95% of our population, 99% of our population. You cheer on everybody else's demise, yet you have never put your neck out there and stood up for your beliefs because you're a bunch of fucking cowards. There you have it. There's your fucking truth. And you know what? I don't care if you hate me for it. But that's the truth. I want that to resonate with you. Think about that for a second. Why would a normal guy like me, a truck driver, be so angry at the population? Why? Why would he be? Based off of what he read on Facebook, the other 98%, oh, he got triggered. Ho, 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 ho. You all laugh about the word triggered. It's not triggered. It's called telling you the truth because you know deep inside that you will never stand up and fight for your beliefs because you're too big a fucking cowards. That is a fact. You know it. I know it. That is the whole point of this program called Randomize, so I can call each and every one of you fucking cowards up for what you are, fucking cowards. You're no better than a fucking clique that we all grew up in high school that made fun of everybody else that wasn't like them. That is what you are. And I'm going to call each and every one of you out on it. Even the right, when you start pointing your finger at the liberals, you could point your finger at the liberals hardcore because they are cowards. I've met more fucking brave people on the right or in the middle, libertarian, that will stand up for their beliefs and for what is right than I have ever met on the Democratic side or the left side. And that is a fact. You can try to argue with me all you want, but you could show me an example where I'm lying to you. What about BLM? BLM is specially financed by George Soros. George Soros finances Antifa. They ain't standing up for shit. They're getting paid to be a voice. Where I am a voice for the voiceless without getting paid. There's a fucking difference. And I continue to do what I need to do because I believe in something. And I know what's right. And I know what I need to stand up for. And it has nothing to do with money or buying mansions like the BLM founder did, 3 different mansions. But yet you keep on sending them money, not even researching where your money goes. Well, your money goes, again, beginning of this broadcast, 1,000 Currents, Act Blue, both Democratic fundraising organizations. And one of them happened to be run or vice chair of a woman that was actually prosecuted for bombing the United States Capitol in 1983. pardoned by Bill Clinton on his last day of office. But you want to point your fingers at Mike Lindell. You want to point your fingers at Jeremy Johnson. You want to point your fingers at Donald Trump. Anybody that opposes your views. You are fucking hypocrites. Fuck all of you. And if I'm your friend and you hear this, unfriend me. I don't give two fucks. I'm telling you the truth. And you are brainwashed. Whoa. How do you know you're not brainwashed? Because I woke up from it. And what I did, it affected me negatively, mentally, emotionally. Every which way to Sunday, it affected me. It was bad. Horrible. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. You ladies and gentlemen that are still supporting this craziness, this Marxist, this socialism, communist ideology. When they get rid of us, the people that went against them, like Hillary Clinton said tonight on a CNN interview, they need to be deprogrammed. Why do we need to be deprogrammed? Because we didn't vote for you? Now, this is what we turned into as a country? So if you don't vote for me, you need to be deprogrammed? Because we like Donald Trump, because we know what Donald Trump means, we understand what he's fighting for. Now we need to be deprogrammed because we're not going along with the establishment narrative. Well, Hillary Clinton, I got a news for you. Fuck you. Fuck you and your child-molesting fucking husband, Bill Clinton, the one that you stay with. Oh, and Hillary Clinton, let me ask you a question. When they investigated the laptop with Mr. Weiner in New York, and I don't remember how many police officers, I believe 11, I might be off on that, but 11 investigators, New York police officers, hardened investigators, watched that laptop. 90% of them went outside to puke. Because it was that bad. And now, I believe out of the 11, I can't remember the exact number again, so don't, this is just my speculation, because I don't have the exact facts. I can look it up, but I'm not going to right now. Out of the 11 that seen it, most of them puked because it was so horrific. Anthony Weiner's laptop with you. What I have heard, and again, this is speculation, this is what I've heard, that you guys were performing some kind of ritual, cutting the face off of a child in order to get their adrenochrome. And 11 out of the 11 investigators that seen it, yep, we know a majority of them puked, but the other good majority of them committed suicide, or did they, Hillary Clinton? Why is it everybody that's involved with you commits suicide? They have two bullet holes in the back of the head, and the gun is found 30 feet away, and they're found hanging from a tree from an electrical cord in Arkansas. Oh, I know stories, Hillary Clinton. How about me in Arkansas, where your husband was involved with the CIA and the Iran-Contra scandal? And those two teenage boys died on the railroad tracks. One with a couple stab wounds in the back of his back. But yet, the coroner that you guys had hired said that they got high and they got ran over by a train while they were passed out. See, Hillary Clinton, the thing is there's a lot of us that know shit, and we're going to expose the fuck out of you. And we're not scared of you taking our lives. You will do what you got to do. But we're going to expose who the fuck you are. You and Obama and Michael Obama, Michelle / Michael. Yeah, we know everything. Michael LaVon Robinson. Isn't that your real name, Michelle Obama? Miss Muscles? Joe Biden? We know. We have you on tape bragging about how you bribed Ukraine to fire the prosecutor that was prosecuting your son And then your son went on to serve on the board of Burisma when your son has zero experience serving on any board, let alone a foreign nations board called Burisma. Jesus Christ, if you people would pay attention like I have, everything, all the I's would be dotted, all the T's would be crossed, and you'd be like, holy fuck. But this little rant I had should prove to you that I do pay attention to a lot of things that you don't have time to. And that's okay. But when you call me a fucking nut job conspiracy theorist, even after I just proved to you or told you what all the variety of things, the absolute craziness of what I've observed, you still want to call me the conspiracy theorist because it would hurt your feelings or hurt your mental health. It sucks. I get it. But you're hating on the wrong people. The people that you want to hate on are the people that perpetuated this upon all of us. And that's the establishment government. And if you think the Republicans are innocent in this, they are not. George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, CEO of Halliburton, got the contract with Iraq. Iraq, they buried fucking billions of dollars worth of equipment in Iraq. And then you go to Joe Biden, he pulls out of Afghanistan. We leave billions of dollars of equipment in Afghanistan to Al-Qaeda. 13 service members lose their lives. You have Dick Cheney's daughter, that stupid bitch from Wyoming that got voted out, and this Adam Kinzinger from Illinois talking about, they're talking about electing a new Speaker of the House, and they're like, if he gets in, that would be bad for democracy. You notice that these career politicians keep on calling our system a democracy, and they refuse to call it a constitutional republic, because they don't want to be held accountable, because they know they could be held for treason. They know that Nuremberg 2.0 could come at any moment if we just had enough people with enough balls to stand up and execute what the laws are. And if you need me to help you, trust me, Lord Jesus Christ on my side, I will come and help you round these dirty cocksuckers up that have hurt this country for as long as they have. And we can do it the legal way and the peaceful way. And, well, it ain't going to be so peaceful for those that are found guilty of crimes against humanity, including Pfizer and Moderna and all the big pharma companies, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and the names go right on down the list. And what is happening in Canada right now is absolutely despicable. If you paid attention to the things I did, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be sick, you'd be angry, you'd be mad, just as mad as I am. And you would praise God that you have a radio show, that you can do a random show and get that information out uncensored so it could go out to the masses. The only thing that I need from all of you is that you share these broadcasts out. And I don't give two fucks what repercussions it brings down on me. I don't care. I want the truth out there. That's all that matters to me. I just want the truth out there. Alex Jones tried to do that, and he got ridiculed, and he got abused, and he got sued for billions of dollars. You can sue me all you want. Just get the fucking truth out there, ladies and gentlemen. Grow a pair of balls and share this shit out so people understand what the fuck we're up against, because it's not going to be an easy fight, and it's coming soon. That's all I got to say, really. So back to the other 98%, they're cowards, they're hypocrites. If they'd stick to what is truly equality, they may be a half-decent Facebook group, but they're not. They bite right into the Democratic Party and the mainstream media and the Republican Party establishment. Liz Cheney, her net worth went from I want to say 7 million to 42 or 46 million in 7 years. Or 2 million to 46 or 48. I don't exactly remember the numbers, but I do know that her wealth went up exponentially while she was serving the great state of Wyoming. I don't even know what to say anymore because I've explained all of this a million times, and I feel like I'm going to have to explain it another million times. And even then, I still don't think people will get it. They think I'm just some crazy nut job, conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing motherfucker that, yeah, he gets off on fucking getting on a blog talk radio program and you know, screaming and yelling and hooping and hollering and acting like he's mad. Well, I am mad. And tonight I'm trying to control myself too, even though I don't usually. I'll be honest with you, I'm worn out. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with the fight that I've been in for the last 6 years, including multiple things. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I want to go to bed and not wake up. That's how I feel. I'm not saying I'm suicidal. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting for people that don't give a fuck. I'm just tired. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was episode number 3 of Randomized. I'm going to cut it off now because that's all I had to say tonight. I got my piece out. And I don't count on me for an hour or two or three. It doesn't matter to me. I just do these to get out information that's in my head and hopefully help at least one person. And if I don't, it's my failure. But if I do, that's all I ever asked, is to help that one person wake up and fight with me. Because my fight's not over. Even though I want to quit, it's not over. Pay attention to things, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see real quick how corrupt our system is. On that note, I hope you all have a great night. God bless each and every one of you. And maybe you'll see me soon. Maybe you won't. That's what I love about Randomized. And before I go, let me again send my deepest condolences to Chris Bikerson, who does the radio show Distracted with him and Daryl Gibbs on Wednesday nights. I'm sorry, at 7 p.m. So basically we have a show on Tuesday nights called The Constitutionalist at 6 p.m. Wednesday is at 7 p.m. Central. It's called Distracted. Thursday nights at either 6 or 7, depending on my schedule, it's called Jeremy's View. And then throughout the week, you get this show called Randomized. There's never a set date or a set time. I just go off when I need to go off. You can go back and listen to every episode by searching the Patriot Network or Randomized or Distracted or Jeremy's View or any of those names. And when you get to that screen where it shows you which episodes are up, I believe it says the Patriot Network. You just click on that. And that'll give you all of our shows. So on that note, I really do wish you all well. I truly do. I'm just going to keep this short. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. And we will talk to you next week when we start these show cycles all over again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, and everything in between. Have a great night. God bless.